This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Two forest fires northwest of Helena are burning, and a lightning-caused fire in the Bob Marshall Wilderness Area reported August 25th has now burned more than 1,800 acres. The Ursus Fire is burning on the south side of Rapid Creek at the base of Ursus Hill, about 1.5 miles up the Rapid Creek drainage. The fire is in the Spotted Bear Ranger District. Fire activity picked up significantly during the afternoon of September 5th. An infrared mapping flight reported the Ursus Fire at just 23 acres at 1:30 p.m. that afternoon. By 6 p.m., the fire had grown to 1,580 acres. The Ursus Fire is spreading to the east. It has crossed the Continental Divide near Observation Pass, and a few fire starts are now in the Helena, Lewis, and Clark National Forest. The Ursus Fire has reached the 2012 Elbow Pass burn scar, which should act as a buffer to slow the fire. Elsewhere, the Murray Fire, 12 miles southwest of Helmville, has burned 53 acres. The Astra Fire on the west end of the Lincoln Ranger District in the Helena and Lewis and Clark National Forest has burned 10.5 acres. The Helena office of Anderson Zermullen Technology Services recently reported a cybersecurity attack against its cloud systems, but says that all systems are now restored and there is no evidence that client data was exposed. Donnie Reichert, office vice president, said that it appeared to be part of a choreographed attack that targeted clients large and small. Reichert said, "As soon as our security operations center and engineering team discovered the attack, we immediately worked to isolate systems and remove connectivity to the internet. We established a cybersecurity response team consisting of third-party insurance, threat mitigation and response, and legal advisory members. The team was able to provide initial attack vectors, identify compromised systems, and identify potential threat actors." Outdoor filming of the limited TV series 1923, a prequel to the hit show Yellowstone, took place throughout much of historic Uptown Butte on Tuesday and will continue all week long. Activity downtown was bustling despite street and business closures as onlookers sought to catch a glimpse of the production. Onlookers took photos of Harrison Ford in Western gear and posted the photos to social media along with other images of the filming. The project caught the eye of locals and tourists alike, with some saying they visited Butte because of the production. Antarctica's so-called Doomsday Glacier, nicknamed because of its high risk of collapse and threat to global sea levels, has the potential to rapidly retreat in the coming years, scientists say, amplifying concerns over the extreme sea level rise that would accompany its potential demise. The Thwaites Glacier is one of the widest on Earth and is larger than the state of Florida, but it's just a fraction of the West Antarctic ice sheet, which holds enough ice to raise sea levels by up to 16 feet. The Thwaites Glacier by itself is capable of raising sea levels by several feet, and it's eroding along its underwater base as the planet warms. Scientists in the 1970s found that because the glacier is grounded to a seabed rather than to dry land, warm ocean currents can melt the glacier from underneath, causing it to destabilize from below. At some point in the past two centuries, the base of the glacier dislodged from the seabed and retreated at a rate of 1.5 miles a year. That swift disintegration suggests that the Thwaites Glacier could undergo a rapid retreat in the near future once it recedes past a seabed ridge that is helping to keep it anchored and in check. Robert Larder, a marine geophysicist and one of the British Antarctic Survey, says Thwaites is really holding on today by its fingernails, and we should expect to see big changes over small timescales in the future, even from 1 year to the next, once the glacier retreats beyond a shallow ridge in its bed.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.